All right. So, let's talk about frameworks. So, assuming that you have a, what is a framework? Well, is how you get from A to B, how you get people a result. So, assuming that you already know who your dream customer is and what the problem that you solve for them is, that's where the framework comes in. Before we get started, so I'm on a mission to create a movement of entrepreneurs all over the world who are doing business smartly, systematically, intentionally, strategically, simply, and with high levels of integrity and actually giving a damn about their customers and delivering value to them. This is part of that. So I've been going over, like, I've been going back to marketing school. I got into online marketing 15 years ago in 2008. I've gone back to marketing school and gathering all this stuff and putting it into a coherent framework that I'm in the process of establishing, of putting together, but I've got the core of it ready for you to share, to see here today. And that's what we're doing. If you want the perfect platform to implement this, go to simplero.com. That's what we do. I'm gonna be like, this is gonna keep evolving for a while. I'm gonna keep adding to it, keep teaching on it. This is what it looks like. So this is the core of it. There's many pieces. There's other stuff in here. I'm like gathering it all into one big thick jam file here. So that kind of all fits together. And I have lots of research going on in the other tabs up here, but this is kind of the essence of the framework. And you may have seen this before, but basically this is your value ladder and the different products in it. The core offer here is the main part of your business, and here's where you're fishing for your clients in the red ocean, yada yada. Go find the other video if you haven't seen that yet. So where we're at now is like the who and the what we talked, I've already talked about in other videos, and you can go find that. Like, who's your dream customer and what problem do you solve for them? Now we're gonna get into the how of how you solve it. And so that's what happens over here in the blue ocean in your core offer and your high ticket. That's how you do the how. And I'm sharing this because I've spent so much time and money and energy over the years with people, like hiring people to try to do different pieces for me. And I wasn't ready because I didn't have some of these core pieces in place. And the reason why was that I had internal resistance toward actually making it really clear. And it's something that I see a lot out there. So I want to try to get you out of that quagmire and get you to where you need to go to actually deliver the result to people as fast as possible. And the reason why is because, A, that's how you make money. And when you make money, you know, I'm happy. And if you're using Zemplero, then I make money. So that's great. But B is that's how you actually help people, right? Like, you and I think if you're watching me, if you're following me, you're not in this business for the money. The money is part of, is kind of something that we have to make ourselves care about a little bit. We have to force ourselves to be like, yeah, actually, no, let's go make some real money here. And my philosophy is that if you're coming from a place of integrity and doing service to people, then setting a target for yourself of making money is going to be good. It's going to be a net positive because you're going to do it with integrity. You're going to give a damn. You're going to deliver good value. And so now the money becomes a metric of how big of an impact you have. Zig Ziglar famously said, if you want to help enough, if you want to have, you can have everything you want if you help enough other people get what they want. All right. That's basically the way here. So the more you help other people get what you want, the more you get paid when you do it the right way, which is what we do. And then you're getting paid is a measure of how well you're doing helping other people get what they want. So that's this whole game. That's the game of business and entrepreneurship and like free markets. And that's why I'm a total lover of the free market and you know, hater of anything socialism and government control. And like, we can get into that a whole other day. But like, at the essence, that is what business is about when it's done right. And unfortunately, what happens is that big companies get to buy politicians that then get to make the legislation that favors them, and then they can do like nasty shit and they like monopolies and all that stuff. But for people like you and I who are doing regular sort of small business entrepreneurship, it's just a beautiful thing. It's an absolutely beautiful thing. So that's what we're all about here. All right, so let's get into the meat of this stuff. And so I've been going through tons of materials, assembling it. So it's a framework that I wish someone had done for me, but nobody's done it. In my 15 years of being in online marketing, no one's put this together. The one that comes closest, I would say, is probably Frank. But Russell Brunson with his books. But still, it ends up being a bunch of like frameworks, but there's not really a big picture and like some other. But anyway, so he's come closest here, but here is me doing that the way I would want to see it done. So the core things that we want to figure out in our business is the who's the dream customer, the what's the problem that they want solved, and the outcome that they want instead of the problem. And now we're talking about the how, aka the mechanism, the vehicle, the new opportunity, and that is essentially your core framework. And one thing I want to point out, because I've been really struggling with this concept of new opportunity. It comes from Russell Brunson's book, Expert Secrets. And one of the things that I hate about this industry is that everybody wants to try to make it seem new, like different from what they like. Yeah, it has to be like a shiny new object. And so they come up with new terminology for the same stuff that everybody else is doing. It's like, okay, let's great. Let's make it a like call it something different, but it's really the same shit. So you have to like sift through all that stuff and be like, oh, when Todd Brown says mechanism, that's really the same as when Russell says new opportunity, and actually the same that when he talks about vehicle, it's just like a new vehicle, but now he calls it a new opportunity, or is it, right? And then the way you just start to speculate and be like, oh, I don't really know. Like, what is this stuff? So I've been going through and figuring all this out. And the way that I do this is from first principles, meaning, all right, this is a new opportunity. And dude, I've struggled for years, like trying to figure out like, what's the new opportunity? It's way simpler than I thought it was. Like it just has to be a new way of achieving a desired outcome or solving a problem to the given person, to the given market, right? So it's new to them. It doesn't have to be new in the world. The only person you've ever thought of this, like chances are that you're not going to have that. Someone else has done that, thought of this, taught this before. It's about making it new. It's about it being new to them, just a new way of getting there. That's all it really is. And the point of having a new opportunity is in your sales message. And so this is where the where and the message and the offer comes in. So you're fishing in a red ocean in a bloody market of people who are currently trying to solve their problem using some other vehicle. And there's a lot of competition in this market. And then you come in there and say, hey, I'm different. I'm not a better whatever they are. I'm a different way entirely to get to your desired outcome, to get your result and solve your problem. Right. So that's your message. Basically, the old way sucks. Try the new way. Right. Old way sucks. Try the new way. And that's all the new opportunity does, is it helps you stand out from the competitors in the red ocean and kind of carve out your own blue ocean. So that's what we have here. That's how this stuff works. So no need to complicate it. That's all it does. And that's what I do, is like go back to first principles. All right, new opportunity, right? Great. Like this is a concept. How do we come up with like, well, let's figure out how is it actually being utilized? How is it being used? What is actually for? And that brings a lot of clarity. So talking about frameworks, I have been really, really resisting frameworks for a long time. I'm like, no, I'm not like that. I'm like, I go into any situation uniquely and find out a unique situation based on their circumstances and their needs and yada, yada. And I think it's been part of my whole commitment to not being successful. And again, it's something that I see with a lot of people. We want to be unique. We want to be snowflakes. We want to be like, maybe we want to be misunderstood. Maybe we want to be unsuccessful, like whatever it is. But there's some internal psychological barrier to making this like just really clear and simple. And yeah, like a framework is always going to be a gross oversimplification of reality, right? And I think like from early on, I had this resistance to like 7-step framework for blah. Everybody had those, and it just made me feel icky. I'm like, oh, I don't know. It's like, I want to do something special. I want to do something unique, something different, and not just like, I want to treat people uniquely and specially. I don't, there's like a lot of resistance to that. And what I finally realized is that it's not about the framework. Or it is, but like, it doesn't mean, if you look at Byron Katie, for example, who's one of my favorite teachers, spiritual teacher, she has a framework. It's called The Work. If you're not familiar with it, it's basically like, you know, when you have a thought that's causing you stress, when you're feeling any kind of stress or discomfort at all, identify the thought at the root of it, and then you ask yourself a series of questions. Number one, is it true? Number one, can I absolutely know it's true? Number three, how do I feel when I believe it? Number four, how would I feel if I couldn't think that thought at all? And number five, turn it around, try different opposite versions that might be true as well. And that framework is so helpful to have that framework. But when you look at her books and her audio programs and her courses and content, she talks about so much more than that. Like, she kind of follows the framework most of the time. Sometimes she skips and jumps and whatnot, but she very often follows the framework. But then she gets, it allows her to basically cover all of the ground. So like, a framework doesn't mean that you're now restricted to only talk about this or only follow that or whatever. It just becomes your sort of your baseline, your wedge in to talk about things, to structure it, to organize it. It becomes a skeleton, a scaffolding for your students, your customers, your members, to put things into place so that they can learn it better. But we learn better by like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like, and then examples and stories and all these things. Then we learn by just being like, oh, here's the thing, and blah, 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 and there's no real structure, right? I was recently going through a book by should I mention it? Well, I was going through Frank Kern's book, Convert 2.0, and dude, that book has no discernible structure. There is structure there, but it took me reading through it 2-3 times and taking like copious notes in order to suss out the framework of what he's trying to say, because he's not being very, like, there is a framework, but he's not being very good at communicating it. And it's really like two books put together into one. And like, first there's a new book, and then there's the old book, and the old book says some stuff where the new book says, like, don't do this anymore. And it's all very super duper confusing because he didn't give us a framework. And so I was like afraid of being oversimplified and, you know, downplaying things, like just some of these deep spiritual concepts. What up, Yasmin? I think we have someone coming here. Hey, girl. So we have some of these deep spiritual concepts. I didn't want to just like belittle them or make them simpler. It's like, I just wanted to be that person that would like meet someone else and just use all my faculties to kind of figure out like what is it they need and how can I serve them. And I would do these AMAs, these ask me anything kind of calls, where it's like, it can be a relationship, it can be a health, it can be a business, it can be anything. And people don't know what to do with that. So they didn't ask me any questions because there's nothing to ask a question about. It's much better to do frameworks, even if the frameworks are limited, like wrong in some, like not outright wrong, right? But limited and overlooking a bunch of details and oversimplified and doesn't work in every case, but like make a framework and teach around the frameworks and like really get in the habit of making frameworks and teaching frameworks, because it makes it so much easier for you to get through. And it makes it so much easier for people to follow along, right? So frameworks are good. If you have any hangups about them, then like don't unhang up yourself and start using them. Think of them as, it's not about you, it's about them. It's about your people and that service that you can offer to your people. That's what frameworks are about. So make it super easy for your people. Yeah. I think that's kind of what I want to say. So just like anywhere from like 3 to 8 steps typically in a framework, right? And then, yeah, that's how, like, every social media post, every training that you do in your programs, anything, like basically all of that stuff should be a framework. Yeah, that's kind of how that goes. I think that's all I want to say on the frameworks. So overcome your resistance. If you want to go deeper on this stuff, Simplera Academy is your friend. And here, my core offer is the Simplera.com software for running your online business all in one platform. My new opportunity is that you don't need to use like 8 different tools and to run your business. You can do everything in one platform, offer like backed by amazing support. And my high ticket offer is Simplera Academy, which is our group coaching program where we go much, much deeper on this stuff. And then my red ocean, right, is people who are currently in business and they're either already on a bunch of different platforms and they're frustrated about it, or they're about to get on a bunch of different platforms and they're frustrated about it. Those are my people, right? The people who are saying like, oh, like what's like, how are you different from the other all-in-ones? Like probably not my people. Because once we get into that level of questions of like, oh, like you have this feature or not feature, that feature, that you're not talking to the frustrated people. The fee people who are fine, they want value and they want like they have all the questions about, do you have this feature and that feature? What about this? And blah, 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 blah. Never going to be a great fit. Fanatics, they're loving whatever they're currently using. Forget about them. Don't worry about it. So those are the people that you want. They're frustrated and they're unhappy with where they're at, and you can help them escape from their red ocean hell into your beautiful, wonderful, delightful new blue ocean where they actually get their problem solved. That's what we're here to do, guys. Yeah. All right. Cheers, everyone. I will be back later with more content on the Simplera OS framework to help you succeed in your business and make a bunch of money and make a bunch of impact on a bunch of people. That's what we're here to do. Much love. Bye.